This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, June 3rd. God's word for you today is how to. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark chapter 10, verse 45. And it says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many." A connection to Jesus is experienced firstly by believing and receiving, secondly by trusting and obeying. Yesterday, we established that you cannot obey a voice you do not know. Therefore, learning to know God's voice is key. And the more you obey God's voice, the clearer it becomes to you. Strangely, there are people who know God's voice but refuse to trust and obey God's voice. I am praying in the name of Jesus that you will not be one of such. I have had such people say to me with such defiance and foolishness, "Pastor, I know this is what God is saying, but I do not agree. I am going to go in the other direction." And I am like, "Ha! Are you a sheep or a goat? Sheep, hear his voice and follow him. Hear his voice and follow him." Your connection with Jesus is deepened by loving and serving. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 says, "We love because he first loved us." Your connection with Jesus deepens when you love and serve others. Going to church is great, great worship, great word, but you need to serve and love people. You need to join, connect to a unit. You cannot love people you are not connected to. Do you want to be tight with Jesus? The secret is to love and serve his people. When we love and serve God's people, it deepens our connection with him. Do you want to be tight with God? Love and serve God's people. You will discover that the moments where life is fullest aren't connected to the things we have achieved or have collected. The moments where life is fullest are linked to our connection with Christ. The moments that our lives are fullest, and when the abundant life of Christ is flowing through us, are when we are believing and receiving, trusting and obeying, and loving and serving. The best life ever is a life lived with and for Jesus. So, what is your next step? Which part of these three things are you to strengthen? Is it believing or receiving? Is it trusting or obeying? Is it loving or serving? What is your next step? Is it to love and serve more? Is it to trust and obey more? Trust him. Take the step. Or is it to believe and receive him? John chapter 10 verse 10 says, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Only Jesus can save. Give your life completely to him. The best life ever is a life lived with and for Jesus. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Amen."
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.